sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Home Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And we are here this morning with Judy, a team member. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Becky.
Judy's my listing partner. She helps me do the actual listings of properties for sale. And we are here with one of our favorite vendors that we use
absolutely
all the time.
Yay. Absolutely.
Shelley Chapel with Clutter Free.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, and Shelley, you help us out with organization and not within our office. We are we actually have systems in place and are extremely organized within our office, but we go out and list homes and realize that folks need help. And you not only organize, you actually do beginning stages of staging.
Yes, ma'am. We love it.
So, okay. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I've got some questions that I sent out to my little core group of fans that have questions about what the radio show's doing. So, Judy, start with the first question.
Shelley, I don't know how you manage everything you manage with, I don't know that there are enough hours in a day. You do a tremendous job for our clients, and we really appreciate it. And there's, you know, from, like Becky said, from cleaning to organizing to estate sales or garage sales to online sales, you just do so much for us and for our clients. And it's a much needed service. I don't really know what we did without her.
I know. People don't know where to start.
Yes.
So where do you start when we walk into a home that is cluttered, not particularly pristine clean, even under the clutter, and the decor is somewhat outdated or terribly outdated?
Yes.
Where do you start?
Well, I think the most important place to start is on all the visible areas. The areas that a person who's going to come in and look at a home to buy that home, we want them to be able to see how much space they really have. So if countertops are cluttered with papers and files and boxes, we want to help that client to remove all of that clutter and to be able for the person that's coming to look at the house to see the beauty of the home, not the stuff. So we like to start in all of the visible areas. So for instance, if bookcases are just completely crammed, packed with books, we will help the client to take a lot of those books out and then stage that with different items in their home. We kind of have this philosophy, use what you have and then buy what you need. Or use what you have and then borrow from maybe even another room something that could work in that space that needs something a little extra. So many of the homes we go into that we work with staging, they are not spending any extra money on items to put in their home to stage their home for sale. We are just helping them to redistribute those items and clear the clutter. And every client that we've had feels so much lighter. They feel so much more space in their home, and they're so happy that they had that experience.
Well, and when you, like in the kitchen, lots of times I'll see somebody that's got a toaster oven, a mixer,
yes,
a blender,
mm-hmm,
an electric can opener, an extra microwave. A big block of knives. I mean, the counter is full.
Yes.
A juicer, a dehydrator. I mean, it just goes on. And then all of a sudden, when you walk into the kitchen, you don't see counter space.
Right.
You see lack of space because it's full.
Yes.
So how do you take care of all that?
Well, we work with the client to store those items. First of all, you know, in the staging process or the decluttering process, you know, asking the client to determine, do you really need three can openers? Do you need the toaster oven, the toaster, and this other item that you have on the counter? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. And so they will get rid of items that they don't need or no longer use. They've just gotten into a habit of keeping things on their counters that maybe they only go to once a month, or they have the juicer, but they haven't juiced in a year.
Right.
And so what we're doing is helping them to determine, is this something that you really use? And if it is, well, then let's store it until after the house, you know, while the house is being listed, let's store it, because people don't need to come see your juicer. They need to come see your counters and your beautiful counter spaces that you have.
So sometimes you sell those.
Yes, ma'am.
Other times you just store them in at off-site storage, hopefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes garage space, but usually the garage is full too.
Right.
Then they can decide if they want them later.
Yes.
When they move, right?
Absolutely.
That happens a lot with tools in a garage too.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you convince someone to get rid of tools that they've accumulated over a lifetime?
Well, I think there again is going through those items, and this has happened many times, and maybe there's 7 wrenches, and they're all the same size. But what happens a lot of times in people's lives is because they can't find something, because it's not organized to begin with, they'll go out and buy a second item, like somebody might have 5 hammers. Well, they only need possibly 1 to 2 hammers, but yet they accumulate a lot because they can't find things. So we help them to come up with systems so they can decide, what is it that I really need? And then let's put those items in an organized place, a toolbox or a tool cabinet, and then you know where your items are, and you don't have to have
like 6 staple guns like we have at our house.
Exactly, exactly.
I need to borrow one.
Oh. And most people are at the point in their life that the stuff that they have is kind of, in a sense, choking them mentally, physically, and they're ready to clear the clutter. So it doesn't take a lot of, in a sense, convincing. It just letting them see what's the positive. They know all the negatives of keeping all of this stuff, but what is the positive? Well, one of the most important positives is if you get the clutter out of your home and your home is staged right, you're most definitely going to get more for your home when it sells, because it's clean, it's clear. You're going to get the best possible price that you can.
Well, the right lady for the job, right?
Yes,
clutter free. And we'll return with more right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Wanted to let you know that if you need help selling something, you're kind of thinking about selling but might not want to do it till next year, call us. We're at 722-3232. It's 405-722-3232. I will say that we're very patient realtors, right, Judy?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Judy Olson is my listing partner, and we work with people for months, if
years,
not a couple. I mean, recently we've listed a property where we'd been working with someone for almost 3 years, mm-hmm. and because they weren't quite ready.
Right, right. They're, you know, everybody's on their own time frame, and it's a process.
But you can't really get on the right decision mode until you have all the information.
Right. You've got to have a plan and your supporting cast, which I think is most important. And I think that's what we offer that a lot of real estate companies don't offer, is that we have people like Shelley Chapel that can help.
Right.
Folks.
So clutter free. I will have to say this is one of our favorite vendors.
Absolutely.
That we work with.
Thank you.
Because it is just so good for our clients, good for us, good for our clients, good for Shelley. It's a triple win.
Right. Yes, and is. I've never had a client complaint. You know, we feel like we handle our clients very well and take care of our clients. And when we refer somebody like Shelley, we know they'll be taken well care of.
Thank you. We take a lot of pride in being able
to. And that's evident.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Evident. So, Shelley, talk to me a little bit about, I think might have been our first project that we worked together on, that I was glad to turn over to you to get ready to list this house. But this lady, it was close to being, I think, hoarder situation.
Yeah. And we're not going to mention area of town.
No, because this isn't the
anybody.
Only one.
No, this isn't the only one.
But anyway, tell me how you worked through that process with her of getting her to realize you've got to let go of things, even though right. one time I think you told me you moved it into a room and then she moved it back out again. But talk to me and tell us about that, will you?
Sure. Well, I think a lot of times, let's say in an area where people have accumulated a lot of items in a hoarding situation or just have a problem with letting things go, first, not going in like a bulldozer and just saying, okay, here's what you need to do here, and just running over their emotions. It is very important to show compassion, important to show understanding, and I have this quote that it says, seek first to understand and then be understood. That client, we need to understand where is it that is holding you up? And for one of the first things we do when we go in to help organize or declutter a client, I will ask them, what is some of your most treasured items and items that you just love to be around? Some will say books, some will say clothes, shoes, purses. And the very first thing we do is anything that is a strong emotional attachment for them, we do not do those areas first. And the reason behind that is I want the client to gain confidence and trust in the process. So if they have no emotional attachment to their kitchen or their closets, then we'll start in those areas and then they're able to see, oh, they're going to take great care of my things. They are being very
respectful
sure. of my things, my property, and of me. And then they're able to see here this because the process never changes. The process that we do is always the same. And that's going in and deciding, you know, what needs to either be in another location, what goes in another room, what could be donated, what is just really trash because it's broken, sure. not useful anymore. Right. And then what do you want to keep? And I think that once people see our compassion to understand what is their goal and helping them remember that end goal, because a lot of times people, they want to downsize. And so what we help them to remember during the process is, okay, if you want to downsize from your 4,000 square foot home and you're going to go, let's say, live somewhere that's 1,500 square feet, we have got to clear anything that does not bring you complete joy and does not have a use in your life. And when we keep that before them, then they see that vision of their future and where they want to be and they're ready to let go of these things that are holding them back.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And I would think that would be very comforting
yes.
to clients as well.
Shelley, where do you go geographically? I mean, I know we've had you all over the place.
Oh, yes. I have been all over with you guys, and I love it. If there something we've recently, I've been as far as Texas. And what we've done recently is we've been doing, even being hired to do whole home makeovers as far as organization, where we actually are on site for anywhere from 5 to 10 days.
Wow.
And so I went to Dallas not too long ago. They put me up in a hotel and I was at the home 8 to 10 hours a day going through and decluttering every square inch of the home, the garage, everything.
Now, was that home going up for sale?
No, it was just their kids were getting ready to go to college, and they had just said, we've accumulated
too much
18 right. years worth of stuff. We've got to trim the fat.
Sure.
And that's what happened recently at a home here locally. We actually are still in the process. It's another situation where the daughter's going to college, and they're ready to let go of a whole bunch of stuff. And that has been probably like a 14-day project in between others. But we will go really anywhere in Oklahoma if the project is big enough.
Sure.
Like, say it's a garage makeover or it's an estate sale that has, you know, farm equipment or different items that they need someone that will come out and take care of that. So we are open and ready to help Oklahomans.
Well, do you have options if someone wants to have an estate sale or a garage sale, or doesn't want to have an estate sale mm-hmm. or a garage sale, but have things they need to still find another home for? How do you handle that?
Well, we first like to look at what those items are and then be able to help them determine, is it worth their time and their money as far as if they're hiring us to sell those items? Are they going to get a good return?
Sure.
And being able to be honest with them and say, you know, I feel like this is something that you should try to sell on your own, or because it's not going to bring a lot of profit to them, or this is something that is too big for you to handle on your own, mm-hmm. and you need our team to come in and support you and sell those items for you. And we like to sell a lot of items online, through our social media, through our partners, and then have like a final estate sale, you know, at the very end.
Okay. So you'll also accumulate, if you will, into a storage facility, or
yes.
think you used your church maybe once
yes.
to have a big sale, and
mm-hmm.
that worked out well for
yes.
clients.
Yes, we had probably, I think it was like three different families' items all at a one sale, and it really worked out very well. And yes, we will go in and if we need to store some items and then wait for those to accumulate for just a little bit and then have one big sale, we are definitely open to do that as well.
A wealth of knowledge, Shelley Chapel, and how do they find you?
Oh, they can just call 405-779-0469, or they can go to clutterfreeokc.com.
And I will tell you what, we're going to be back with more right after this break. So stay tuned for more Clutter Free and Real Estate on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, where we are selling properties and we are helping buyers buy properties. In today's real estate climate, if you are not connected to a real estate professional and you're a buyer, you're making a huge mistake, because properties are few and far between when you're looking to purchase right now.
Absolutely.
Inventory has never been tighter than what I have seen it right now. And so you need to know about things before they go on the market so that you can get first whack at it when it does go on the
market,
right?
Right. Right. They're being listed one day and under contract the next with
Multiple offers.
That's right.
So you hook up with one of our buyer specialists who specialize in helping buyers, and just call our office, 722-3232. If you call after hours or on the weekend, we'll get a return call back very shortly.
Absolutely. Well, Shelley, we're back with you again.
Yes.
Will you tell us a little bit about, I'm sure you have to play peacemaker sometimes and
yes.
use some psychology skills and negotiation skills between family members? It doesn't necessarily have to be husband and wife. Maybe it's, you know, sisters or whoever.
Yes.
You know, one agrees to get rid of it and one agrees or doesn't want to. I'm sure that takes some skill.
Absolutely. You know, there is a lot of, I would say, counseling, a lot of psychology, like you talked about, in the mix of what we do. One of the things you have to know, and we ask a lot about our clients, if you have a client that has, let's say, ADHD, you have a client who does not keep attention well, I am going to work with them differently than I would work with someone who maybe can keep attention for, you know, a couple hours at a time.
Sure.
So knowing your client and how they operate is so important. And we will also, even if it's a child in the home who, let's say one of their favorite thing, they have a collection of rocks and it's kind of overflowing, it's taking up a lot of space, but yet that's really important to them. You know, our goal is not to come in and try to convince them, okay, you don't need to collect rocks. Our goal is to come in and help them know how to store those rocks and how they can creatively display those rocks, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then in every situation that I've been in, most of the times you have someone who wants to file everything. Everything has a place. Everything has a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And those we call the filers. And then you have the stackers. And the stackers are the ones that have the really big tower of receipts on the dresser. They never really go in the drawer. They just sit on the dresser. And the partner or spouse is frustrated because they're tired of seeing the piles and the stacks. But that person really needs to, is a visual learner, and they visually need to see their stuff to feel comfortable. So there is a lot of personality traits that you have to work through and talk about. So what we do is, our goal is not to change someone's manner in which they operate, but to make it peaceable. So we might come in with boxes that have lids on them that the person can put all of their receipts in. They can pile it up, but there's a lid on it and it's closed. And then the other spouse who likes everything filed can sit back and say, ah, this looks
beautiful.
Don't
have to see it anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So definitely there is some back and forth of making a harmonious relationship. So, yes, there's a lot of counseling, I think, that goes in that. It's not long-term, but just some short-term. What is important to you, finding out from each member of the family,
mm-hmm.
and what is valuable to them, and then making everyone feel heard, listened to, and understood.
And I know you're very cognizant, too, of the sellers, if you will, mm-hmm. time, as far as how much can they emotionally take in a day.
Absolutely.
Is it 3 hours? Is it 5 hours? Is it 1 hour?
Yeah, Becky and I have talked extensively about this, and what Becky kind of coined this term that I use all the time now, and it's called decision-making fatigue. Realistically, after about 4 hours, anyone that you're working with organization, they're going to check out on you because
sure.
you're asking them questions of, do you want to keep this? Do you want to store this off-site? Or do you want to sell this? And after you've asked all of those questions, their mind is a little fatigued. So usually we try to do 4-hour stretches at a time. And we try to have everything laid out to where the client can come 1 to 2 times in that 4-hour session and not have to be right by us for
mm-hmm.
the 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have them come maybe 15, 20 minutes every 2 hours and look at the items that we've put together, and then they make decisions based on that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that works well for the clients, I'm sure, because I'm sure that is sometimes emotionally exhausting.
It is, yes.
Well, in order for you to stay on task... Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do the smallest repair or replace an entire roof on your house or on a commercial building. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Their signs are all over my neighborhood.
Peggy, remind me, how long have you
known Robbins?
Yes.
Well, their oldest son, who is now married, was 2 weeks old
when
my
goodness.
First met them. So it's been a long time.
It has been.
And I will tell you that they are dependable.
Right. Like Shelley.
They are truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And that you can do an awful lot if you have a dependable person who will tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that's what Robbins Roofing does for me. 728-3700. Do give them a little ringy-ding and get your roof looked at. They won't even charge you. Well, they will charge you to fix it. They're not going to charge.
No free roofs.
They're not going to charge you to check it out,
right,
though.
Right.
That's right.
And our word of the day today, Miss Shelley Chapel of Clutter Free, is focus.
Yes.
Focus is to pay particular attention to something.
Yes.
So, how does that fit into your business?
Well, I think for the personal side of business for me is us focusing on one of the benefits that I like to bring to the Becky Ivins team is I want that seller to get the most maximum they can for their home. And when I come and I focus on that home and I know if it has a deep cleaning, if it is clutter-free, then people are going to be able to look at that listing price and see the value in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to focus on that aspect in every job that we do. And then I think helping people to focus when they are downsizing or they're getting ready to list their house, they have got to have a vision before them. The vision of where do they want to live? What do they want to move to? Because that focus that they have is going to help them when they start getting exhausted maybe in the process.
Right.
Because, you know, you've accumulated, let's say, 25 years worth of items in your house. You're not going to get that completely finished in 1 to 2 days. But if you stay focused and trust the process that we lay out, it will happen a lot faster than you could have done it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's time for a personal story. Okay. My kids thought they were doing me a really good favor one time when they reached into my spice rack and they got a little tin of, there was a mustard, dry mustard tin, and there was a curry powder tin. And one was dated 1973, and the other one was dated 1977.
And this wasn't 1978, right?
No, this was last year.
Oh.
But they threw them away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of sad about that because I refilled those tins.
Oh. Yeah.
Those were the little tins that I bought when we were married and first time I made curry, the first time I made something with the dry mustard. And I thought those, and then shortly after that, they started kind of like coming in boxes and jars and plastic. And so I always, when my thing got empty, I would always just kind of shake it out to get the old stuff out and refill it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't throw people's stuff away.
Oh, absolutely.
Without consulting them.
No,
that's true.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, so we're going to come back.
Best intentions, but, right?
Yes, I know. I know, right? So anyway, so Shelley Chapel is the one that does my clutter-free now.
That's right.
Yes.
So, and we're ready for our garage again.
All right.
I know you did it once.
Yeah.
And I couldn't let go of everything.
Right.
But guess what? I can let go now.
Now you're ready.
I think Jim might want that in writing.
I know, right? What Jim doesn't want is for someone to drag all of our crap out onto the garage for all the neighbors,
to see
the process. And and that's what Shelley likes to do,
yes,
is to take everything out of the garage and only put back what you use.
That's
right.
And Jim goes, I don't want the neighbors looking at all of our crap all day.
Well, Shelley, I know you don't do all this all by yourself. I mean, you are.
We're going to talk about the team when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I'm here with my listing partner on my team, which is Judy Olson, and with Shelley Chappell from Clutter Free. And Clutter Free is a company. How do you describe your company?
Well, our company specializes in cleaning, organization, which is included in decluttering, staging. We've also helped with moving, packing, unpacking, and then also small sales, like a small estate sale or items that you want to get sold in your home that are taking up space. We will do that as well.
Okay.
So, Shelley, like I was saying, I know you're not you're great, but you're not Superwoman. You can't do all this by yourself. So tell us, if you will, a little bit about your team.
Oh, my goodness. I love my team. And I've worked with them from day one, and we are truly a team. And we're on like an even playing field where I listen to their advice and they listen to my advice, and we check up on each other. Like, say if we're doing a deep clean, my team that does most of the cleaning. Now, sometimes I'm on site to get a job started or to see a job after it's finished, but they check on each other. Like if one person is, let's say, over deep cleaning the kitchen or the bathroom, then the other person, they'll say, hey, go check my work, because we want multiple eyes on a project.
That's a great idea.
So that we don't miss something.
Great idea.
And then I couldn't do what I do day in and day out with my husband's support. He's kind of, you know, my sounding board. But then when he is not working on the weekends, that is when he helps me with a lot of the moving projects or a lot of the staging and a lot of the garage transformations that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, who is 17, his name is Cole, he also helps in the business as well. And so we have about six people that help us on a day-to-day basis with our – we could be out in Moore, Midwest City, Edmond, Yukon on any given day doing anything from getting a property ready for listing to organizing a home to doing general or deep cleaning and then holding an estate sale.
So what's the, in any given day, do you have two or three projects going on, or is it just depend? Is there a certain time of year that you're busy? Does it kind of follow the real estate cycle?
Yeah, I think, you know, summertime for us, let's say July and August, tends to slow down for us because people are going on vacations. They're enjoying just, you know, time with their families. A busy season for us that a lot of people are surprised with is the winter season. Our winter is a very busy season. We seem to have people that are moving. They want things decluttered because of the holidays. But I would say that year-round, our slowest time is probably July and August. And
really?
The rest of the time, we are pretty booked up.
Mm-hmm.
But we always make availability for anything in the Becky Ivins team.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Well, I know you do. And you guys stretch yourselves thin sometimes for us, working weekends and stuff, just to get a project done so that we can get a house on the market.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Because timing is everything in real estate. Well, not everything. It's location first.
Yes.
It's presentation next. Mm-hmm. And it's timing next. Well, maybe I should throw pricing in there, too.
That's important.
There's a lot to it. Well, Shelley Chappell, Clutter Free, tell us how to contact you one more time.
Absolutely. You can call my cell phone directly at 405-779-0469, or you can find us on the web at clutterfreeokc.com.
Or you can always go to BeckyIvins.com and look under Becky's favorite
Becky's
tab.
Becky's favorites.
My favorites are going to be right there. Judy, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Being on the radio with me today.
It's a pleasure,
yeah.
As always. And Shelley, it was great to have you.
Thank you. Yeah. I always enjoy our time together.
If you guys need help with your real estate transaction, do give us a call. We're at 722-3232. We are here to help. That's what we do. So until next week, we bid you a good week, and we'll see you. Is it 8 o'clock next Saturday?
I believe it is.
Yeah, okay.
Has been for a while.
Okay. You guys have a good week. We'll see you next week with more Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.